front of a mirror naked. And as you do this, just notice what your self-talk is. What are you saying to yourself as you stand there in front of the mirror naked? And really allow those nasty judgments to come right into the light and notice them. What are you really, really thinking? So what we're trying to do is just release our fear about what we really think and how we really feel, and just be as judgmental, as childish, as petty as you really are when you look in the mirror. So we're not trying to be wise or spiritual or kind right now. We're really just trying to hear what we think. And allow your feelings to express themselves as they arise. As we allow the truth of how we feel to come into the light, we begin to set ourselves free. It's no longer necessary to wait for our weight to change in order to experience peace. Suffering and discomfort is the call to curiosity and to the freedom that follows. These thoughts that you notice yourself thinking hold the key to your transformation if we can be with them in their fullness. You might even begin to experience them as friends who have come to show you what you have not yet investigated about yourself. When we ignore our thoughts or we're paralyzed because our thoughts are scary, it's because we believe that we're not supposed to think them, or that they bring us so much pain that we have to numb them out. But if we simply notice them, that we believe these thoughts are not supposed to exist when they do exist, then we suffer. This is the beginning of our journey of freedom in our bodies. So I'm going to give you some homework before we start this exercise. Every morning when you walk past the mirror, just stop and thank each part of your body for how it serves you. You can even just rub it or pat it or even kind of dance around. Thank you, legs, so much for walking and walking me through life. And thank you, arms, for working so hard and making food and feeding me and hugging people or hugging my kids or whatever it is, hugging myself. Just take like 30 seconds and show this gratitude to your body every day this week. There's actually a yoga exercise, I guess, where they do yoga. They're thanking the parts of their body as they do the yoga and tapping all over it in this really happy kind of dancey way. So, now we're going to do another tapping exercise. So, again, you can refer to those tapping points. And what we're really going to focus on with these tapping rounds is this idea that there's nothing to appreciate about our bodies. And if you feel like that's true, go ahead and say it out loud right now. There's nothing to appreciate about my body. There's nothing to appreciate about my body. And just notice on a scale of 1 to 10 how true that statement feels. 10 being it feels true, it seems like a fact, and 1 being that you barely feel it. So now we're going to do some tapping, and again, I just want to remind you that when we start the tapping, this is all about being honest. This is a place where we've come to finally release the poison of pretending that we don't feel how we really feel, and just be honest, be truthful. It's not about pretty language. It's about giving voice to the pain that we feel inside of ourselves. And then we'll move on to some positive tapping. So we're going to begin on the karate chop point. Even though there's nothing to appreciate about my body, I love and accept myself. So just repeating out loud after me, even though there's nothing to appreciate about my body, I love and accept myself. And remember, if the love and accept is hard to say, you can say, I'm okay in this moment. You can say, it's safe to feel this. You can say anything like that. You don't have to say, I love and accept myself if that doesn't feel true. Even though there's nothing to appreciate about my body, I love and accept myself. Okay, just tapping around the points, the eyebrow. There's nothing to appreciate about my body. side of the eye, it's working against me. Under the eye, it doesn't look the way I want it to look. Under the nose, it doesn't function the way I want it to function. Chin, my body feels broken. Collarbone, there's nothing to appreciate. Under the arm, so I criticize it. Top of the head, I judge my body. Eyebrow, because I want it to be better. Just keep tapping around those points. I want it to look better. When I didn't do things right, I used to be criticized. That's what I learned as a child. So now I criticize my own body. Top of the head, I'm so hard on my body. I feel like there's nothing to appreciate. I'm so hard on my body. I criticize it. I judge it. Because I used to be criticized and judged. But that never helped. Maybe I can be easier on my body. Maybe my body is doing a better job than I give it credit for. I used to think there was nothing to appreciate. But now I see that I'm so grateful that my heart beats. Without me even asking it to. I'm so grateful my lungs take in air. And I don't even need to focus on it. My body is working so hard behind the scenes. And I haven't given it the credit it deserves. There's nothing to appreciate about my body. Is that true? Maybe I've been so focused on what I don't like that I haven't been able to see how beautiful my body really is and the incredible job it does. Maybe I can start a conversation with my body. Maybe I can replace this criticism with love and gratitude. I can treat my body like a child. I wouldn't want to criticize a child. And I know that by showing a child love and support, that child will thrive. I love you, body. I appreciate you, body. I'm ready to do something new. I'm ready to make a change. I'm sorry, body. I love you, body. There's so much to appreciate. And with my love, you're going to get stronger and stronger and healthier and healthier. This is a new beginning. where I realize how grateful I am for my body. I love and appreciate my body. Thank you, body, for all you do. Just take a nice deep breath. And just sit and notice any feelings that you have. Imagine yourself looking in that mirror again and notice any difference between now and when you looked in the mirror before. And if you still have negative thoughts showing up, just welcome them and honor them. Honor them for showing up. Honor them for creating this suffering so that you can wake up and change and move forward, move beyond these negative beliefs that have been holding you back. Okay, I know it's getting really late. We have one more exercise. It's a quick one. It's a stomach shrinking exercise because as we overeat, our stomachs actually stretch out. So the normal size of our stomach is actually the size of our hand or fist. And if you look at your hand or fist, that's really all the food that your stomach can hold when it's at a healthy size. And the really cool thing is that the size of your stomach is changeable. So just get in your comfy spot. And looking up at that spot on the ceiling, staring at your spot, bringing your thumb and forefinger to get you to your favorite place, bringing them together, staring at that spot, calm and relaxed, noticing your eyes getting heavy. As soon as they feel heavy, just close your eyes gently, going right to your favorite spot. Just being fully there, calm and relaxed. Outside sounds you hear, just allow them to take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now you can let go of your thumb and forefinger. And I invite you to bring your awareness now to your stomach. Just begin to see or feel or imagine your stomach shrinking down to its normal size, down to the size of your hand or fist. Just feel your stomach shrinking on down, smaller and smaller, placing your hand on your stomach if you like. Just visualizing it coming down to its normal size, realizing that we've stretched our stomachs out so much because of unhealthy eating habits, and now we are going to bring our stomach back to its normal healthy size, the size of your fist. Feel it getting smaller. Feel it shrinking down. Maybe you can see a band tightening down on it, just bringing it down to its normal size, smaller and smaller. Affirming in your mind, my stomach is the size of my fist. My stomach is now moving into its normal, healthy size. I find that it just takes a small amount of food for me to feel satisfied. Whenever it's time for me to eat, or when I'm wondering if it's time for me to eat, I bring my attention right to my hunger satisfaction gauge and see what number it's on. Always remembering that 5 is the place that I feel satisfied, the place of satisfaction. Now just allow a color to come in for 5, that place you feel satisfied. Whatever that color of satisfaction is, knowing that whenever that hunger satisfaction gauge goes down below a 5, I begin to become aware that I need to get my food ready and plan what I'm going to make for my healthy choices. Then I sit down and eat my food slowly. Just picture yourself doing that. Feel yourself eating slowly like we did tonight. Tasting each bite. Enjoying the different flavors and textures. Feeling so much more satisfied than shoveling the food in. I put my fork down after each bite. I chew slowly. Really enjoying the flavors. And as my stomach is shrinking down to its normal size, getting smaller and smaller, I find that it just takes a small amount of food to bring my satisfaction back up to a 5, to feel satisfied. I notice that if my hunger gauge goes up above a 5, it's so uncomfortable. Just allow it to go up to a 7 and feel that discomfort of being stuffed. I really dislike that feeling of being stuffed. So I'm very careful to pay attention to my body, bringing it back down to a 5, to let my body tell me when it's time to eat and when it's time to stop. Bring your hands right up to your stomach now and really feel your stomach as it's shrinking down. Feel your stomach shrinking down to the size of your fist, shrinking down to its normal healthy size. And let that healthy color come to you here. Each and every day I do my self-hypnosis, easily putting myself into that state, using my anchor to go to my favorite place. I can quickly shrink my stomach and listen to my hunger level and see what number it's on. I can easily reinforce my healthy eating choices and habits. I put my food on a small plate. I eat only when I'm hungry and stop when I'm satisfied. I put my fork down between bites. I chew my food fully, putting my food away when I reach a 5. And now take a nice deep breath in for a moment. And then slowly let the breath out and just allow or visualize yourself doing your healthy, fun activity, whatever that is for you. Maybe you see yourself jogging with a friend or with your music, jumping on the rebounder to music or while you watch TV, choosing a sport, maybe skating or swimming, dancing. Whatever that movement is that's fun for you, making it fun, make it an enjoyable. And as you do your healthy activity, just begin to see your metabolic rate increasing. So you're easily burning up the food you eat and receiving the nutrition from that food that you eat. Just feel and see your energy level increasing every day. I am now happier, healthier, and more active than I've ever been in my life. I am now happier, healthier, and more active each and every day. I enjoy being an active person. And I choose fun activities to see and feel and experience your whole being the way that you want it to be. See it right now. Feel it right now. Using all the tools that this Trim Life program is giving you now to become the healthy person you've always wanted to be. I only put healthy substances into my body. I always choose what's in my highest good, what's best for my health, my body, and my emotional well-being. I make healthy choices for me. And now take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, just let that go and just bring your hand right up to your heart center and bring in your own affirmation, what you are affirming for yourself. Spiritual connection. Feel that heart-centered love is always here, right here in your heart center within you. And as you feel that love within you, you find it's much easier to make healthy choices with food. You're just filled up with love. Just take a few deep breaths. And in a moment now, I will count from 1 up to 5, feeling energized in every way. 1, the energy is coming back into your body. 2, lots and lots of energy. 3, feeling clear. 4, feel that love in your heart center. 5, wide awake, open your eyes, refreshed and relaxed. So you can practice these daily. Everything that we're doing is on the CDs. And this week, I invite you to check out the Trim Life book and do week 2 workbook if that feels right for you. And next week, we're going to dive even more into the emotional aspect of our eating. This is when it gets really fun. And I'm going to open up the line like I did last week. I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to actually just open it up. So if you have any noise going on, you can mute yourself. I believe that you're all unmuted. Yes, I can hear. So how was that for you guys tonight?
It was good. This is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
I noticed when we were just doing that past, or the last part, the visualization, I normally can't envision, like, myself at a body, like a thinner body. And I actually, like, saw myself clearly in, like, the body that I desire. And I've never been able to do that before. So that was pretty trippy.
Wow. I wonder what the difference was. That's really fascinating. Good for you. Exciting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very cool. All right. Does anyone have any questions or anything else that you guys would like to offer before we go? That was a long thing for hanging in there. I'm really trying to keep it to 2 hours, which even that I know is a really long time. But we only have two more classes after this. So hopefully you guys can hang out for those and be transformed after four sessions. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
Woohoo! All right. Well, thanks, you guys, for being on the line tonight. And, hey, feel free. I was going to say, on the Facebook sharing page, that is totally secret. It won't even show up in a search. If somebody even searched for it, they can't even search for it because I blocked that. It's totally secret. It won't nothing that you share on there will show up anywhere else on Facebook. It's like a private forum. So you can feel free to share there. I would love to hear about what you guys are doing during the week, how you're moving. If you see any kind of inspiring quotes or anything, feel free to post it in there. And I will be on there if you have any questions, and you can always email me or call me as well. So you have all that information in the emails that I send out. So thanks for being here tonight, you guys, and I will see you next time.
Thanks, Maria.
Mm-hmm.